two new studies find no evidence that children are harmed by the mercury in dental fillings. Those fillings are used to repair the cavities left by tooth decay, what dentists commonly refer to as dental caries. The studies are the most rigorous to date, and they challenge the claims of groups that say amalgam fillings, which contain mercury, are unsafe. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
Scientists have wondered about the safety of amalgam since dentists began using it 150 years ago to fill the cavities left by dental caries. The latest round of questions began more than a decade ago. Tests revealed that amalgam fillings did release very small amounts of mercury into the body. So the government decided to sponsor two studies of children. One was led by David Bellinger, a professor of neurology and environmental health at Harvard. Bellinger says children have brains that are much more sensitive to most toxins, including mercury.
Children also are the group that tend to have a higher rate of caries, so they would be the ones who would be getting more exposure than adults typically do to the mercury that is in amalgam.
Bellinger's team did a 5-year study of more than 500 children, ages 6 through 10. Half got amalgam fillings, half got composite fillings that contain no mercury. The researchers used a battery of tests to look for any difference in brain function. They also looked for evidence of kidney damage. Bellinger said they found nothing.
The findings are, to me, quite persuasive that on average, there is no issue of safety associated with amalgam, so that the treatment decisions that a dentist and patient and family makes should be based on other considerations.
Like appearance or cost. A second study, this one of children in Portugal, also looked for evidence that amalgam affects the brain. It produced the same result. Both studies appear in this week's issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association. Government scientists say the results are reassuring, but skeptics say they don't settle the issue.
Some people are going to take from this that dental amalgam is safe, and that would be a mistake.
Dr. Herbert Needleman is a professor of psychiatry and pediatrics at the University of Pittsburgh. He says the studies could have missed a small number of children who were harmed because they are especially sensitive to mercury.
100 million people in this country have dental amalgam fillings, and I think that's a reasonable estimate. If mercury affected one child in 1,000, that would be a large number of kids who would not be picked up.
Government scientists agree the studies can't rule out all risk. They say that would take large and costly new studies using extremely sensitive tests. Dr. Dushanka Kleinman works at the National Institute of Dental and Craniofacial Research, which funded both of the current studies.
One of the major needs right now is to get better ways in which to measure low-level mercury so that we would be able to get more accurate data on dose.
Needleman himself has doubts about the dangers of amalgam fillings. He has a mouthful and no plans to replace them.
Well, it's a messy, painful procedure. And if I were convinced that I could be smarter with amount, I would do it. But I'm not convinced, nor am I convinced that it's safe.
Technology may eventually make the question irrelevant. Composite fillings are stronger than they used to be, and researchers are experimenting with ways to actually regrow teeth damaged by dental caries. John Hamilton, NPR News.